You're listening to the Animation Addicts Podcast, episode 284, looking ahead at the animated films of 2023. Welcome to the Animation Addicts Podcast with the Rotoscopers, the number one place to get your animation fix with animation addicts just like you. Each episode, we dive into the wonderful world of animation featuring Disney, DreamWorks, Pixar, and everything in between. From hilarious discussions and movie reviews to interviews with industry insiders, this show's mission is to brighten your day through our love of animation. So hop on your nerdy couch, grab some snacks, and get ready to hang out with your animation besties because it's time to dive into today's episode. Hey there, animation addicts. I'm Morgan Stradling.
And I'm Chelsea Robson.
And today we are looking ahead at the new year. We're going to look at not every single animated film that's coming out. That's a lot. But kind of our highlights, the main ones, the big ones, something to look forward to as far as animation goes in 2023.
I'm excited about this. We just talked about Puss in Boots last week. And in the theater, there were several of these previews that came up. I was with Marissa, my sister, and she was very excited about a couple of these. So we're excited to jump into them and see what's coming up.
Let's go.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
So we are going to be talking about some of the movies that are coming out in 2023. Obviously, there are so many, and with all the different distribution channels and different international markets, there's quite a few. So we're not going to hit every single one. We may miss one here or there. If a movie has just a general 2023 release date, we're not going to touch that one. Currently, we're only doing and talking about movies that have a very specific release date set. Most of these should be theaters. Some of them may be for other, you know, services. You know, things are released, you know, only to HBO Plus or Apple Plus, Apple TV Plus, or whatever, you know, Netflix. So let's go. There's about 14. The first one coming up in just a few weeks is called The Amazing Maurice, February 3rd, 2023. The production companies are quite a few. Sky Cinema seems to be the main one. You know, when you're looking at the trailer for this, it says a Sky original. So, you know, but they've had some other films or studios that are helping them produce. And the U.S. distributor is Viva Kids.
Viva Kids! I'm looking at the trailer and the animation looks really fun, really clean and like high quality. And it's about a cat who's a fat tabby cat, and he seems very much snooty, very snooty. Mm-hmm. So we shall. It looks kind of fun.
Yeah, and it seems like this Sky is a subscription service, so this won't necessarily be coming to theaters. Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
All right. So the next one coming out. Now, I think this is probably one of the most anticipated movies of 2023. I know for me, when I think of one movie to see in 2023, this is it. And it's the Super Mario Brothers movie, April 7th, 2023. My kids are talking about this. My son already has the release date memorized. So if anyone asks, he says, April 7th, he's very much a numbers memorized. Like, he remembers things incredibly well. So that one is very interesting because it seems since the early 90s, you know, when they attempted to do the Super Mario Brothers, movie, they just did it so weird and different that it prevented Nintendo from doing anything beyond that point. So it's been 25, almost 30 years maybe since we've seen anything like a Mario property. And they are very, very careful with their IP. They're not just going to throw that out there. And they decided to partner with Illumination, and it's being distributed by Universal Pictures. And that's coming out. And it has Chris Pratt as the voice of Mario, which I think is really funny.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, I saw the trailer last night, and I mean, it just felt like they were just took all of the video games and all of the levels, Mario Kart included, and just made it part of the universe that is Super Mario Brothers. And which I was like, that's good. I love the self-promotion. Great job. Yeah, it looks fun. It's not a movie that I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see that. But it's also like, I'm down. I'm super down.
I think it's going to do phenomenally well. You know, the fact that they have been so strict with their IP. It's not like there's just thousands of Super Mario movies that are out. There's really tons of games. But as far as movies and capitalizing on that, not the case. And the fact that it is just going to be this like fan fest of all these different parts of the Mario universe. You know, there's Peach, there's Mario, Luigi, Toad, the Mushroom Kingdom. Of course, there's going to be Bowser. You know, even in January, they're already putting the Mario Happy Meal toys. I've already started coming out, which I think is crazy. Wow. I don't know why it's so early, but it is. And it's really true to what Mario is today. And unlike the live action movie from the 90s that just went like way off the rails. And if you've ever watched videos on like documentaries on the making of that movie, it's like they didn't know what they were doing. They were literally changing the script every night. They hired like totally the wrong people, and it's not good. But this one, it's like, no, like this could literally be a video game. You know, it's very true to the games, and they're sticking to that. And I think that's a winning formula. So I think that one is just going to blow everything out of the water. And if I were to make a call, it's going to be the number one animated film of the year, and probably one of the top five movies of the year for sure. Everyone will want to go see this.
Yeah, I agree. As far as like blockbuster, this is that definitely has the potential. Yeah, the next one is also in April. It's April 14th, 2023. It's called Suzume no Tojimari. And I'm looking at the trailer. It looks a lot like Hayao Miyazaki film. And it's beautifully animated. There's certain scenes that goes over kind of water and everything. Like there's not, the official trailer doesn't give a lot as far as what the story is going to be. But as far as Japanese animation, it looks really nice. So,
Yeah, US distributor is Crunchyroll. You know, they're big time. So that will be a good one to see. Then another super anticipated animated film is Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse Part 1.
Ooh.
So we're not only getting a sequel, but there will be a Part 3 to it, or Part 2, which is Part 3 to the series, but Part 2 to this two-part film situation. Yeah. So that's kind of interesting. That comes out June 2nd, 2023. And we all know how Spider-Man totally changed the game as far as animation and art style. And it seems like so many people are trying to copy their art style. This is released by Sony Pictures Animation, with Sony Pictures releasing. It's Miles Morales as Spider-Man, who is just becoming very, very popular of a character, you know, since his version of Spider-Man. And he's a little bit older in this one, so it'll be interesting to see. And they can't quite get away from the Spider-Verse. Everything was so successful, the Spider-Verse in the first one, that they're doing it again. And
Well, they had to keep the same characters, you know?
Well, that's the problem is, yeah, when you're introducing characters from other dimensions and they become very popular, it's like, oh, crap, like, we've opened this can of worms, you know, unless they just somehow get Gwen Stacy to come back and just permanently be in his world. But it seems like they're not doing that, but they're going to somehow find a world to make their, or find a way to make their worlds collide.
Yeah, this looks like, from the trailer, it seemed that there was, it's like all of the spider people are
more
in one
spider
area.
People. Yes.
All the spider people. So Spider-Man, Spider-Women, all of them and everything in between. Like there's just like, you've got Venom in there as well, I think. And, you know, so you just got a lot of these people in their own little quasi-universe. Like you have one guy who's just like the crossing guard or whatever. It's just kind of weird. I just remember seeing the first one and knowing that it was going to change everything. And I think that this one will take the number one spot of animated movies in 2023, just based on the last one is my thought, just because it did so well. But I really do believe that this one will also do equally as well.
So next up is Elemental, June 16th, 2023, directed by Peter Son. And this one's interesting to me. It's kind of about, it's set in Element City, where fire, water, land, and water residents live together. And it gives me very much Inside Out vibes. Like, you know, because you had the different emotions and they represented that. I feel like this is just kind of a, whenever I see this film, I'm sorry, guys, it just kind of feels like a carbon copy of Inside Out, only because they've taken these characters and just distilled them down to their essence or their elements, if you will.
Yeah.
And yeah. I haven't, you know, beyond that, I can't, I'm not like super excited. And, you know, the fire, water, land, air sort of situation feels very Avatar to me, which, you know, they don't own the market on those four elements. Those literally are the four elements. So, you know, anyone's allowed to do stories about them. So, but it just doesn't feel super fresh and unique to me for those reasons. And so for that reason, I'm like, eh, we'll probably see it. You better be releasing it to theaters, Pixar, Disney.
Yeah.
You know, last one we got was Lightyear, which was a sequel. This one's a new film, which we're excited to see. So I want to support it. I want it to do well, but just initially I'm kind of like, eh.
Yeah, I don't
We'll see how it goes.
It will be interesting to see where they decide to put this. Do they how much confidence do they have in this film? Are they just going to throw it into the Disney Plus sphere, or are they actually going to put their best foot forward and make it a thing?
I think at this point it has to be released in theaters. Like everyone's going back to that. You know, even though the box office for some of the films aren't doing as well, I think it's just, it would be just so offensive if they did it yet again. But
yeah,
guess we'll see.
There we go.
Next up is called Me and Milo. Comes out June 23rd, 2023.
That one is over it's a cartoon that they're taking to the film or taking to the big screen. I wasn't able to find a really good trailer for it, but if that's a property that you are already familiar with, probably going to be something to look at. After that in June has obviously it's summertime. And so you've sent the kids to the movies, but I'm not sure if this one is coming to theaters.
I feel like this one's coming to theaters. I think it's just coming out, but I can't really find much about it. It's called Scooby-Doo Waters of Atlantis, June 30th, 2023.
Yeah.
Now we did have Scoob that came out last summer and that was kind of, or not last year. That was quite a few years ago at this point, but it's, you know, had a big name studio behind it. It wasn't great, but like Scooby-Doo is just this weird franchise where they're just like constantly putting things out. There's the new Velma series that just came out. So I can't find much as far as that one being released in theaters, but hey, that's a thing. So we'll just leave it at that.
That's a thing.
Now there's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem coming out August 4th, 2023. So nothing in July as far as we know right now. And this one, Nickelodeon Animation Studios, August 4th, 2023. And it seems to be one that it says only in theaters August 2023. So we're getting an animated, you know, TMNT film, but it's not part of the Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle animated universe. It's like a new version of this. So They're kind of trying to revamp this.
So this one is going to be produced by Seth Rogen, and then it is directed by the Gravity Falls alum, Jeff Rowe. And it's, you know, it's a origin story, and they're starting it over, you know, like, let's introduce this to the new generation, which, cool.
Yeah.
I always liked the animated TV show back in the 90s. So for me, that was a good, like, bring you into what the whole Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles subject matter was. Mm-hmm. And so it's a good property. I'd like them to hit it big again. I know that they were doing it. They had another version coming out several years ago, and I don't know if it did super well or not. I wasn't, it's always on cable or something, and I just don't have cable. So I'm like, I don't know how it did, but they have hope for it. So only in theaters. So there we go.
They have hope for it. Nice. All right. Coming up in October 13th, 2023, we have Paw Patrol, the Mighty Movie. I did not see kind of the original Paw Patrol film. It did Paw Patrol, the movie came out 2021. It was kind of during an pandemic-ish area. Yeah. Did $144.3 million globally. Enough that they're coming back again this time. It's Nickelodeon Animation Studios, distributed by Paramount Pictures. This is just one for the kids for fall break. And my kids, I don't let them watch Paw Patrol. As we said before, very, very strict with their media consumption, because I don't want you watching all the stuff. and Paw Patrol is just obnoxious to me, so I don't really
you
let
find
them
it annoying.
Yeah, I don't let them participate in it, even though every single kid that they associate with, you know, is much more versed in Paw Patrol. I probably won't be seeing this one, but I'm sure lots of families and kids will. Now, is this enough to warrant like yet another theatrical release? This kind of feels like the My Little Pony film, where it was just released way too late in the game, you know, after that the brony surge had already kind of happened. And Paw Patrol's a little different. It doesn't really have this adult audience, if you will, or mm-hmm. an older audience. It's strictly kids. I'm sure it's done on a very tight economical budget where, yeah, throw it out in October. It's going to make back its budget and some, and everyone's happy, you know? So kind of my feeling on it. Now, next up, this was an interesting one from DreamWorks, Chicken Run, Dawn of the Nugget, November 10th, 2023. So a few weeks before the Thanksgiving holiday. And
kind of random that we only recently reviewed the first one.
Finally. Yeah. We recently reviewed Chicken Run as of last year. And here we are 23 years later. It's like sequel time. Like, what? Very strange. You know, initially this was a DreamWorks Aardman production, but this is just Aardman Animations, directed by Sam Fell. It says the distributor will be Netflix. So this is going straight to Netflix, you know, so we're never going to know how well it did in theaters and if the chickens really do resonate with this new audience, if you will, or an older audience or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I can't say I'm excited for it because it just feels like that's kind of out of left field. That's really random.
Well, and I remember we looked up a lot of things when we did the review for the first one. And it was just like they've obviously had to go in and change a lot of the voice characters. And mm-hmm. So it's like I'm not exactly sure what this is. I guess one thing that I do see as being something like, oh, maybe I will end up seeing this is because I follow one of the animators on YouTube and he makes all these flip books and he just does an amazing job at doing not just flip books, but also creating these short films. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, I'm not going to be posting for a little bit because I am moving to Ireland and I'm going to make the next Chicken Run because that was the actual movie that made me decide to be an animator when I was growing up. I was like, oh, that's nice.
Aww, so cute.
In support of that, I'm like, yeah, I'll definitely see that because I don't know him, but I've seen a lot of your videos and Andy Mation. Yeah. So he goes through and he's like, I'm going to be an animator on Chicken Run. So yay.
Next up, November 17th, 2023, is Trolls 3 by DreamWorks Animation. And this will be another one of the DreamWorks franchises to enter threequel territory, you know, following Shrek, Madagascar, Kung Fu Panda, and How to Train Your Dragon. interesting, you know, the second movie came out just horribly, you know, basically a few weeks or a month into the pandemic. Despite that, did pretty okay because it was kind of one of the only ones to really take advantage of the PVOD when theaters were shut down. And I mean, it did okay. It did $350 million. And so taking yet another right. turn on this. The second movie was okay to me. You know, they discussed the different types of music, you know, the different types of trolls, like the rock trolls and
yeah.
country trolls and all that. And that was a fun take on it. So I'm wondering where they're going to go with this one. If it's going to be worth our time.
We shall see. The next one, and I feel like this one is pretty highly anticipated, is Wish, and that's from Disney. And I hope it's good.
Directed by Chris Buck. We love him.
Yay.
And Von Vera Soonthorn. Production company, obviously Walt Disney Animation Studios. Release date, November 22nd, 2023. This is going to be, you know, their big, call it winter release. You know, we love our winter releases right during that peak Thanksgiving season. This year, the film that came out, Strange World, did not capture the market and did not do, you know, what we typically expect from Disney. However, this one fits back into the traditional Disney mold.
Yeah.
It's about, like, the wish upon a star motif. You know, what that star that everyone wishes on. Like, what is that star? It's the origin story of the star. Like, we needed this. This is a thing. Like, wow.
Isn't it just there?
Yeah. It's funny. They have one piece of concept art, essentially, of Aja, the main character, and she has this sort of goat friend. She really reminds me of the sister from Encanto.
Yeah.
Flower one. She kind of, like, gives me that vibes. But there's this picture that shows the wish upon a star. To me, if you were to tell me, like, what is this movie about, I would tell you it was about the nativity. It's about the birth of Christ, because it has this star that she's staring at, kind of this old world feel to it. It looks like she's honestly, like, sitting on an olive tree.
Yeah.
And then the goat. So it gives this very pastoral nativity. Like, this totally could be just like an animated version of the birth of Christ. And I'd totally be here for that. Yeah. But it's not. It's totally not. So it's something different. And she has to, like, fight these bad guys that are stars, or at least in the trailer, there was some concept art about that. I don't know. It's going to have a watercolor style, very reminiscent of the early animated films of Walt Disney Company.
Mm-hmm.
It looks intriguing, I will say. I hope their songs. After Strange World, I'm like, oof. And the success of Encanto also.
It,
like,
says there are going to be songs.
We need some songs. Okay, good.
Whew. And it also says that it's supposed to be, it promises a fusion of blending of classic and modern Disney animation styles, a la Paperman. So I would really appreciate that if that's true. Come on, Chris Buck. Come on. We love Chris
Buck.
Don't
let us down. Hey, he's been good to us so far.
He has.
As far as, you know, Tarzan, Frozen, the like.
Surf's Up.
It's written by Jennifer Lee, so she will be doing the screenwriting for that. So
okay.
There we go. All right, last up we have Hidden Dragon, December 15th, 2023. Kind of an interesting film. Watching the trailer, I'm like, okay, I probably a pass for me.
Yeah.
Supposedly it's coming to theaters, but we'll see. Unfortunately, when you try to Google this movie, it just brings Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Oh. and like, it's really hard to filter that out. You even type, like, animated film release date, and it's like bringing the release date for the 4K release of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. I'm like, no, this is not it. But I did see one thing that says it is supposed to be coming to theaters in December. So that will be interesting. It doesn't seem super my vibe.
The trailer does not do it any favors.
Yeah.
That's my only thing. I just watched the trailer. I'm just like, what is happening? I don't mm-hmm. understand. And it seems like it's just more of a clip of the film
mm-hmm.
versus, like, an actual build you up and let, I want to see this. How intriguing. Mm-hmm. It just makes me feel like, huh? I don't understand.
So for you, Chelsea, what are your top three for 2023 that you're most looking forward to?
Top three, we're going to do Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse Part 1, Super Mario Brothers, and Yeah, Wish is probably the biggest one.
Yeah, I'm with you right there. Number one for me, Super Mario Brothers movie. I think that's just going to be phenomenal. I'm really excited for that one. Then I think I'm going to put Wish for my number two, and then Spider-Man. Elemental, I'm still kind of like on the fence. Well, we shall see. I will see it. Mm-hmm. And this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I'd have to see a trailer. I'd have to see concept art, but that could be cool. Mm-hmm. But if it's just kind of like a cheap, low budget sort of thing, then no, count me out. But if it's going to be like a new vibe or new thing, something that's just like really exciting. So that could be an honorable mention, but I'm still just not even sure. But there we go, guys. Let us know what you're most looking forward to. What of this list you want us to review for sure? Because obviously we don't review every single new animated film that's coming out, but I'm pretty sure I'm already adding Super Mario to the list. It will be seen. We're going to do Spider-Man, and we will, of course, do Wish. Now, will we do The Chicken Run, Trolls 3, some of these other ones? Elemental, I feel like we have to do, but let us know. Go to rotoscopers.com/284 to share your list and to give us your thoughts.
Yeah, let us know. We definitely will. We are very easily swayed if we have a lot of people coming on being like, we want you to do this.
Do it.
Like, okay. Like, if the people have spoken, then great. We're very easily swayed. So just head on over there, and we'd love to hear what you guys have to say.
All right. That's all we have for today. Until next time, we are the Rotoscopers. Okay, we made it.
Yay.
I think my baby's sleeping still.
Oh.
Woo!
Nice.
We
Yeah, wow.
We survived.
Wow.
You've been listening to the Animation Addicts podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and be sure to leave us a 5-star review. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to help spread the word, be sure to share the podcast with your friends on social media. Just don't forget to tag us at Rotoscopers on Instagram and use the hashtag AnimationAddicts. For all the links and full show notes for this episode, go to rotoscopers.com/podcast. Now, if you still can't get enough for your animation fix, be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube and visit rotoscopers.com for more animation news, reviews, and interviews. Thanks for listening.